I was a little surprised, and I also thought, why? Why, you know, I thought the first film was very tight, compact, good pacey thriller that had a good end. And I thought, come on, guys, you know, convince me, you know. So they came up with this idea for Tekken 2, and I thought, actually, this could work. This could be really good, you know.
It's not a bad idea, because in the first film, the villains were cannon fodder in many respects.
Yes.
As they are in all these sort of action
sure.
movies, but they've all got families and mums and dads. And it's something that's not really ever been explored
yes.
too much.
And that's what starts our film off, where you see these grieving parents and uncles and brothers of these... of these men that met their demise at my hands, you know. So it's a good launching for the film.
But it's still got the Taken feel to it, and a few comedic nods towards the first film.
Sure, yeah, I think the fans need that and deserve it. And yeah, you've got to deliver that.
You moved the film to Istanbul, and you don't often see many films solely set there. What was it like filming there?
It was an extraordinary place. Really, really beautiful, wonderful, wonderful people. It presented challenges because there were the streets of the inner city, which are thousands of years old, or like as wide as this room, you know, 3 meters wide or something like that. So you're doing car chases and up streets, and shopkeepers still want to keep their shops open, and merchants are selling their wares. And so they were like saying, well, okay, you guys do your movie, but we're still doing our shops, you know, serving our customers. So that was, there were a few hairy moments there, you know.
Let's talk about that car chase. I thought it had elements of Bourne.
No, Bourne had elements of us.
But you had the worst police cars. Are Turkish police cars actually like that?
They were actually, yeah. Yeah. I don't like roller coaster rides, let's put it that way. And we had these magnificent French automobile drivers, and they're called top riders, whereby the driver of the car is actually on a rig, on a specially secured seat on the roof of the car. And he's actually driving the car. And inside, we're ex the wheel, you know. But we're not driving. He is, you know, at breakneck speeds. And there's no CGI. You're actually going incredibly fast, you know. So it was, there were a few hairy moments, you know.
Not your favourite day at the office?
No, no.
What about the hand-to-hand sort of combat? I mean, it had a very old-school action feel to it. I thought Brian was he's a methodical fighter, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. That took quite a bit of training, and as all fight sequences do, you know, you have to really put the work in, so that when you're on the floor on the day you're shooting it, there's no accidents. You know, if you're not prepared, that's when you get hurt. You know, so we put a lot of work into those.
I mean, it's given your career a different sort of direction, that this leading an action hero, and do you enjoy it?
I love it, absolutely love it. Yeah, as long as my knees hold up, I'll be fine, you know.
How are you the next morning after some of these scenes?
Well, let's put it this way, I slept very well at night. They were exhausting days. I looked forward then to just the acting scenes, you know, where you're just talking to your daughter or your ex-wife or whoever. You know.
Everyone has mums and dads. Could this go on forever? Could we have a Taken 3, 4, 5?
I don't think so. I think this is probably the end of the road. I think so.
But if you get a call, would you do another?
If I get a call and it's like, how much? Then I'll consider it.